This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Remembering former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad.
A fifth Israel-Hamas exchange.
Militants released more hostages.
Alec Murdoch sentenced for financial crimes.
Total sentence of 27 years.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter includes dignitaries and former President Jimmy Carter, who left hospice care in a wheelchair and covered with a blanket featuring his wife's picture. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
At the Glenn Memorial Church in Atlanta, the remembrances were mostly from members of the Carter family, including son, James Earl Carter.
My mother was the glue that held our family together.
Daughter Amy Carter spoke for her father, former President Jimmy Carter, as she read from a letter he wrote to his wife 75 years ago.
When I see you, I fall in love with you all over again. Does that seem strange to you? It doesn't to me.
Rosalynn Carter died this month at the age of 96. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Another hostage exchange during the pause in the Israel-Hamas war, CBS's Ian Lee.
Hamas released 10 more Israeli hostages today in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth swap since the ceasefire began. Each day the ceasefire is extended is precious for families with loved ones still in captivity.
In addition to the 10 Israelis, Hamas has also released two Thai nationals. The White House says the U.S. today airlifted over 54,000 pounds of medical items and food to a humanitarian logistics hub in Egypt for delivery to civilians in Gaza. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit the region this week with an eye toward extending the truce. Already serving time for murdering his wife and younger son, Paul, disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch has now been sentenced to 27 years in prison for stealing more than $12 million from his clients.
I agree that I wrongly took all of that money, Your Honor, and did all of those crimes.
The judge saying,
I take no joy at all in imposing this sentence, but it is what it is.
On doctor's orders, Pope Francis has canceled his trip to Dubai for the UN climate conference. CBS's Anna Matranga in Rome with more.
Francis was scheduled to leave on Friday for a three-day trip to attend the COP28 climate conference. The Pope, who turns 87 next month, has been suffering from the flu and a lung inflammation since Saturday.
Wall Street drifts to a mostly higher close. The Dow closed up 84 points. The Nasdaq rose 41 points. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The House will try again this week to expel embattled GOP Congressman George Santos. Two House members went to the floor to invoke a parliamentary technique which provides for a 48-hour window to move on the expulsion vote. Congressman Santos says of the effort,
"If this building, if this city put the effort to fixing our country the same way that they put on expelling me, we'd be in a better place. But this place is littered in political theater, and the American people are the ones paying the price."
A lot of people are on weight loss drugs these days, but one appears to do the trick better than others, according to new data analysis. CBS's Matt Piper.
New health records show that of 18,000 overweight adults using Mounjaro or Ozempic over a year, those taking Mounjaro were three times more likely to lose 15% of their body weight than those on Ozempic. The researchers note that both drugs are supposed to be for those with type 2 diabetes, but half of those studied, like many Americans, are using the drugs for weight loss only.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Acapulco is still struggling to recover from Hurricane Otis, and residents are complaining about mounds of uncollected trash. Reporter Adrian Bard says there are mounting concerns about a looming public health crisis in the resort city.
One of the things people are worried about are mosquitoes. Because there's a lot of water, pooled water around the city, there is proliferation of mosquitoes and an increase in cases of tropical diseases that mosquitoes carry. That includes dengue, the Zika virus.
Construction workers in India trapped in a collapsed mountain tunnel after a landslide have been freed. The BBC's Regini Vandanathan reports.
This is a huge national moment for the country and one of pride, really, because after some 17 days, these workers are all fine and they were able to get food to them and oxygen. And of course, they will be getting medical checks.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The body cam video of the first Ohio State Trooper to arrive at a deadly accident on I-70 east of Columbus, Ohio, has been released.
Six people were killed, including three teenaged students in the November 14th wreck that involved a tractor-trailer truck, charter bus carrying high schoolers, and an SUV carrying teachers. The trooper grabbed a fire extinguisher from his cruiser and raced onto the bus.
Buddy! Anyone here? Anyone?
The truck and back of the bus had caught fire. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Oakland is getting a new minor league baseball team, the Oakland Ballers, or Bees for short. The expansion independent club has announced plans to begin play in the Pioneer League come May 2024. The Athletics' move to Las Vegas was unanimously approved by MLB team member owners this month. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, "Call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.